prove that Obama had at least 1 year of instruction in Islam at the public school he attended in Indonesia. That is very different from attending a madrasa. I also refrained from claiming Obama is a Muslim because of that limited experience. I have carefully stated that Obama is the best authority on his religious beliefs, and I will take him at his word. Those of us who oppose Obama would make a mistake to claim he is secretly Islamic, or that Obama professes Christianity only as a front. None of us are able to read another person's soul. Yet if voters perceive that Obama tilts in his current politics toward Islam, that conclusion alone will be detrimental to Obama's chances in the general election. My argument is that Obama's experience with Islam predisposes him to Islam in a way that is reflective of his political associates, his political advisors, and his specific policies regarding the Middle East. This is a very different argument than the claim Obama is a Muslim. John McCain should give the country clear choices, such as a foreign policy backed by a strong military, with a willingness to negotiate with adversaries according to the normal rules of international diplomacy. He has already put Obama on the defensive, forcing Obama to begin backtracking on his promise to negotiate with adversaries without preconditions. McCain can then press Obama for what his exact timetable is for withdrawal from Iraq, and what steps Obama would take if Iran or Al-Qaeda attempt to take advantage of the Obama-directed rapid withdrawal by ramping up terrorism in Iraq or elsewhere. If Axelrod and Obama persist in objecting that every attack on their positions is a smear, the Obama campaign will quickly appear unable to defend itself in a debate of issues on the merits. Deflecting attacks by crying foul is a technique that should have limited appeal, especially if it is repeated often. A petulant Obama objecting to every attack as swift boating and calling every critic a racist will quickly sound overly defensive, as if the campaign is protesting too much. Besides, soon every American likely to vote in the 2008 presidential election can be expected to have heard at least once Obama's call for change and hope. After that, what's the follow-up act? Exactly what kind of change does Obama have in mind? What specifically am I hoping is going to happen? The way for McCain to beat Obama is to follow Hillary Clinton's lead. Hillary truly did win the primaries in key large states that the Democrats will have to carry if Obama is to win. Hillary's mistake was not to take Obama seriously from the very beginning. Obama's advantage is charisma, an advantage not to be taken lightly. Obama beat some very impressive opponents in the Democratic primaries, many of whom were more experienced than he was. Yet policy differences between the contending Democrats were typically small, often detectable only to experts. Still, when it came down to one-on-one, Obama did very poorly in the debates against Hillary Clinton, largely because in that format, one cannot count on style points and a smile to win the day. In the final analysis, the best way to defeat Obama may simply be to give him a microphone, but only after McCain has attacked Obama hard on the issues, drawing specific contrasts on important policy questions where McCain feels he has solid ground and superior arguments. If he sticks to the issues, John McCain will defeat Barack Obama.
The Abomination, Leftist Politics and the Cult of Personality, was written and read by Jerome R. Corsi, Ph.D. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.